This is The Bert Show.
All right, 100 days of good goes round continues today, 59th day.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs?
Let The Bert Show fam help clear your wish list.
All right, first of all, we need to go backwards with a teacher also who wants to thank you guys. This is Lexi Ori from Monday. She's the third grade teacher at Esther Jackson Elementary in Roswell.
Hi, Bert Show. This is Miss Ori. Wow, I don't even know where to begin. I'm truly speechless, which never happens, like ever. Thanks to you guys, my wish list has been cleared. My heart is full of so much gratitude for all of the generous donations I receive from not only the Bert Show family, but also my own family. I am so excited that I will be able to provide snacks for my kiddos that are unable to bring a snack of their own. Also, I'm relieved that I am now stocked up on tissues because third graders like to use 5 tissues to blow their nose one time. Lastly, Bert, thank you so much for the rug. That was a big ask, and I'm just so grateful. As a kid, my mom and I listened to the Bert Show every morning when I was getting ready for school. And to now be a teacher and have my wish list cleared, this is truly a full circle moment. Love y'all.
All right, thank you guys for doing that. We're not done. We are not done. We've got another teacher, and this is the time of year, obviously, that we're asking because schools are just about to start up again. Teachers are already there, right?
Yeah, they started, at least for, I know for us, for public schools, they started back this week getting their classes ready and getting their curriculums ready, and our first day of school is Monday.
Sarah McCoy is a third grade teacher at Hollydale Elementary School in Powder Springs. She and her husband teach at the same school. They just got married 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
all right, let's let them spend money on their personal life and not the supplies for their kids that they are teaching.
Hi, Bert Show. My name is Sarah McCoy, but my students know me as Miss Cooper. That's because I just got married 2 weeks ago. I met my husband my first year teaching, and it was also his first year at the very same school.
Hey, Bert Show.
We both teach at Hollydale in Powder Springs, and as teachers at a Title I school, a lot of things that our kids love about school are paid for out of our own pocket. But after our wedding this summer, it's been a bit more challenging to pay for these things. I just got moved to third grade from second, so I now need things like fraction games and new room decor. We're both really big fans of The Bert Show and listen every morning on the way to school. We'd appreciate any help given by our fellow listeners. Hi, Mom!
I love that. Have you checked out the wish list?
I was just scoping it out, and she's got so many things that are under $10. There's another rug on there. Those are the big ticket items because they want their kiddos to have something, you know, soft to set their little bums on. And if you notice, the rugs always have, like, the one that you got the other day had smiley faces, so all the kids know, like, where to sit. Uh-huh. This one has spots for the kids to sit on as well, so... But plenty of stuff that is, you know, pencils, the usual, that easily, if you could just spare $5, you could help her clear a wish list.
That's so cute. I was thinking the same thing. Like, if you were planning to go out and get, like, a Dunkin' or a Starbucks today, there's so many things that are the same price as a coffee. Just give up your coffee today and, you know, treat a really deserving teacher.
I love that. I wish we lived in a time where the teachers didn't have to spend one penny of their own money on school supplies, or in a lot of cases, they've called us up also and said, I got to feed my kids, man. They come to school, they don't have any money for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our teachers are doing for us. So if you can help out today, we got that wish list connected and linked on over from theburtshow.com. And if you need anything from us, just tell us what you need, man. And we will try to hook you up at theburtshow.com. Speaking of school, your kid is just about to start.
I'm so happy, but I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Aww.
I think that's pretty. You're about to cry. You're about to cry.
Jimmy's starting pre-K and I'm not ready.
Pre-K today, paying taxes tomorrow.
Yeah. I know,
you only get,
like,
16 summers with them.
It's like, yes. Like he was born and he's a baby, and then I blink and now he's starting pre-K, and then I'm going to blink and he's going to graduate high school, and I'm going to blink and he's going to graduate college if he chooses to go there, and then I'm going to blink and he's going to get married, then I'm going to blink and we're going to be dead, and I'm just like, what's happening?
That escalated quickly.
I would love to say that you are over exaggerating, but it does go that fast,
I
man.
Know.
It does.
So I'm sitting here looking at this precious little boy this week, right? So he starts pre-K on Monday. And so this week I'm trying to do something. I'm really upset.
Oh.
So every day this week I'm trying. kind of do something like, you know, kind of fun and sweet leading up to his first day so he's not nervous. We went and got his hair cut yesterday so he looks handsome for his first day of school. And we actually drove by his new school on the way there. And I'm like, hey, Bubba. Because, you know, I want him to be comfortable, and he's a comfortable kid. Like, he's very go with the flow, and he's a talker like his mom, shocker. And he's never met a stranger like his pap, and he makes friends easily. So there should be no concern, right? But we drove past the school because he's been going to the same place for the past 3 years. And I'm like, look, Bubba, like, that's going to be your new school. And I'm looking at the school is so big as we drive past it.
That is weird, seeing how big they are.
And so we're driving past the school, and I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, your buddies T-Bone and Luca and Rhett, they're all going to be there with you. And he's like, yay, Mama, I always wanted to go to school with them. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's going to be awesome. And then we go get his hair cut. And then, of course, there's a pet store next door. So we go look at the fishies, and I'm just watching him walk around the pet store. And then I remember when we got his first haircut, and we used to go to the pet store, and I had to lift him up to see the fish. And I don't have to lift him up to see the fish anymore. And so then we come home, and I'm just like, oh. And so I was just on it. I was just online, and I'm like getting his like backpack and his like a lunchbox. It's easy for him to open because he's going to be in the cafeteria.
Does anybody want to help her out here? 1-855-BIRCHILL.
He's going to be in the cafeteria. And so I got that stuff, and I'm just like, how did this happen?
I'm not laughing at you.
Laughing at you. No,
I'm so like grateful. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so weird because like it's this rush of emotions because I'm so grateful, and it, like, we're so fortunate. And at the same time, I'm just like, make time slow down. Yes.
You know what's the funny part about this? Well, there's a lot. But I remember going through this with Hayden, also bringing him over to Holy Spirit for the very first time at pre-K, and having the same workup feelings you are having right now. Leaving the show because I definitely wanted to be there, and I knew he was going to struggle going in there with all these kids in a new place. And then I get to Holy Spirit, and then he gets in the line with all the other kids to walk in. And I'm like, bye, little man. Bye, buddy. That dude was fine. He wasn't stressed out, not even a little bit. There's not even a wave goodbye. I'm like, and it was a bittersweet moment because you're trying to believe that you are setting them up for this kind of experience that they don't need mom and dad. And then when they don't need mom and dad, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, this is way harder on me than it is on him. And the pressure's on for me not to ruin this with all my hormones.
Unfortunately, there's really nothing to say to make it better. It is what it is. And it's sad because what it is, it's marking the end of an era, especially if you had a kid stay at home, like my son Max, and he's Chad, my husband's shopping buddy. Like, they all day, every day together, and all of a sudden they're not there because they're at school. But what I will say is, along with the sadness at this chapter closing, once your kid starts going to like pre-K and learning things and coming back and talking to you about just random conversations, like, oh, I fell over the playground, but Olivia helped pick me up, and just seeing them form their own bonds and the things that they're learning, the start of the new chapter balances it out. But there's nothing that's going to stop the tears.
Yeah, right. How is Bart handling? Is he very stoic about you?
He's
know, Bart.
Fine. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a couple more hours to myself.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's just such this. Everything just feels very overwhelming, and not in like a bad way either. Sure. I'm just looking at him, and I am seeing like he will always be my baby, but he's not my baby anymore. Yeah. Like, he's a little boy, and he's already been showing that. But it's just now that, like, we have orientation on Friday, and then first day is Monday, and you get to walk them in. So I'm going to be gone for an hour on Monday so I can go meet Bart and Jimmy at the school, and we can walk.
To do it.
I don't want to do it.
Well, to make it easier, we're all going to go with you.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Do the show live.
Could you imagine?
We're there.
The teacher would be like, yeah, this is very unorthodox. And I also verse to say it's very unhealthy that you don't need to be doing this. Please go home.
You brought your whole office with you.
The parade of adults is way more than the parade of kids that are walking
your
in.
Your emotional support, coworkers.
This is The Bird Show.